What's up, players? Joda here. Brand new episode of the Bomb Pod. Before I start, I would like to thank everybody who listened to the last episode entitled Asylum. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback I've gotten, and it's good to know that someone would pay attention to something I make and listen to it and take it for what it is. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like there's some genuine connection going on with things that I'm putting out. And that has led me to this episode. So how you guys doing? If you've never been here before, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. So I met up with my mentor recently. I haven't seen him in like a year plus, and it was about time. I needed some wisdom. I was tired of running it through all these walls this year. And we met up and we were discussing a lot of things. I told him how my year was, and we talked and eventually, we got to the point where we were discussing, you know, like life and death stuff. He has a lot of older, you know, friends and different situations. And that's why I come to him, to learn. You can't, you know, buy wisdom. You're kind of have to just going to get it from people who have it. Anyways, he mentioned this thing of like, what's the most important thing in a graveyard? I'm like, I don't know. What's the most important thing on a tombstone? He's like, I don't know. He goes, smokes a cigarette and leads me to think on it. And I'm thinking about it and he comes back and he's like, the hyphen. But like, I didn't understand him a little bit. It's like a thick Jamaican accent. He's like, hyphen. And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, oh, the hyphen. And I'm like, why? He's just like, because that's everything that matters. You can't predict the first day. You can't predict the day you leave. But the hyphen is all you can control. And what that did for me was open my eyes to a lot. I didn't ever realize that concept exists. And that kind of just sums everybody up, right? You don't want to be just another, or you don't intend to be just another letter in the obituary, right? And then your name becomes forever. There's a theme here that we're going on with, which is legacy and training yourself for, you know, trying to manifest that for yourself. My angle of this is not as the guru who has done it. My angle of this is the fucking piece of shit I feel like who hasn't. So that's my journey for this. That allowed me to start thinking of the hyphen as a very interesting concept, because we don't value everything daily as much, I think, as we should. Maybe this COVID situation taught us differently, but I wasted a lot of time and time that could have been spent on healing. What I've been dedicated onto other things and other people, and that's not the right thing to do. And I learned that now because of how that hyphen resonates with me and where my hyphen would tell me about now, you know. And I feel that I've slacked on myself, and I could always do better, but I've also not found a reason to, and it hasn't come from within. Not necessarily from your friends or an Instagram post. I feel that really brought into terms what you could control and how much you can control of everything, which is the second thing that I've accustomed to now. At first, it wasn't how is all this pain serving me? At first, it was pretty much like, why does this keep just happening? You know, panic and upset. I was able to now understand that that's just the way it's gonna be. Another blow I had a week recently from work stuff. You know, all jobs are shifting very strangely. Mine, the third job I've gotten this year, another shift. Well, good for me. I'm ready for another fuck you challenge. It got me to really understand that the things that I don't like are my benefactors of myself. Like, I don't sleep ever. At first I hated it, and I try to get more sleep and try to alcohol yourself, drug yourself up to try to get more sleep, and it doesn't work. And you know what, now I'm up. Like, I gave up on that battle. I'm never gonna win that one. But what I could do with that L is realize that's a bigger opportunity to do better things and take advantage of the day. So all this has kind of led me, because I really wanted to talk about Chadwick Bozeman's passing, because I thought it hit culturally everybody real deep. But I didn't just want to speak about the guy. I didn't understand. Everybody on the internet says very varying things on a post and throws it away. But it hit me deeply because of the pain he was suffering in silence. And I resonated with that because I felt my years been that way. You know, sometimes you feel that people understand that, and sometimes you feel that people could radiate it off you. And you know, I was very, very not trying to radiate I'm a miserable fuck vibes. And I don't know if I succeeded or not. Time will tell. But I still have a good support system around me who have been able to treat me well and be conservative with how they maybe feel I am being at the moment, because maybe they can see I can't handle all that. It's been very tough. What that led me to consider is that it's just the pain. Pain is just pain, and it's just really a part of life, and it's what makes the sweet things sweet. And the quicker I'm in the path of it, realizing that I need to bring on more pain in my life, because that's where all the good stuff comes from. Now, I'm not saying I'm inviting misery on purpose, but this year has already been a shithole. Like, I am so numb to most things that could probably occur for me this year, that let's not turn that into numbness. Let's slip it into empathy for other people who are still going through a harder time or dealing with worse things. And seeing how he was able to keep his disease, you know, in silence and do all these marvelous things, it just means that with purpose, your pain threshold is just tolerable. With a purpose, you'll tolerate anything. With a purpose, you'll do what you have to do. With a purpose, you'll take the long way to get to your destination. I just finished watching his commencement speech at Howard, and there was a lot of stuff that resonated with it to me. Just like a couple things that would resonate with me on this section would be investing in a seed and watching it grow without you is a bitter pill to swallow. That quote made me pause that button immediately. Let me repeat that again. Investing in a seed, watching it grow without you, is a bitter pill to swallow. And I'm sure that could resonate with everybody. There's been times that you've tried to do the most you can for people, and you're an effort is 100, and that may or may not be appreciated or understood at the time, but you know where your intentions lie. And, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. And that's work, that's personal relationships, that's friendships, that's bands, all this stuff matters. And I think sometimes people carry that scorn energy forward, and we have the cycle of people hurting people and continuously hurting people just because they got hurt before and they just can't get over it. And that is an unfortunate issue, but you can't control that. And that's part of the pain you have to bring in. When you're dealing with people at low elevation, it takes a lot of effort to get to high elevation, right? To the top of a mountain takes work. It's a physical thing, and it's an everything thing. To get to the top is very hard. But at the lowest point of the mountain, you find the most people. You can probably get like one of those things that take you to the top of the mountain, but you shouldn't be buying your way to higher ground. You should be doing that shit. Like, come on. Anyways, with this purpose and equating pain into purpose, whether it's working out, whether it's something with food, whether it's learning an instrument, or whether it's doing a job you physically fucking hate to do, the pain of you doing it, I'm sure there's a positive reason you're doing it. And just putting that into perspective daily, putting that into perspective and being present with that, which is something else that I have to practice with, being present. My mentor was really clear on that. Old people are really good at not looking at their phones. And with all these pillars combining, I'm starting to see a clearer picture of, you know, what the combination of drive and tenacity and pain and just frustration that it takes to get from one point to the other. Ultimately, you're given, like I said before in the last episode, you're given the burden you can carry, right? You just got to learn how to carry it better. Like, that's all. if we're really trying to get the things that we really want and being honest with ourselves, and in this time of 2020, I think a lot of people have had those self-discoveries of being honest, whether we believe in anything or not, stuff is starting to become very, very strange. And I think it's awakening people to different ways of thinking and maybe different ways of being. I know it's happening for me. If it's happening to you, reach out to me. Let's talk. Let's chat. Let's do a podcast episode. I'm down to collaborate with anybody at this point. Yeah, and that's it. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, guys. Peace.